Aaron Dimmick works for the city of Jackson. Communication specialist, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you?
Spectacular.
Also, I think he's working with the people for the parks and trails. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is something I'm taking up as a Jackson resident, other than my normal role as public information officer for the city.
Right.
So what I'm helping to do is form a resident-based group, and the goal is to give some extra attention to our parks and trails. So we've had two events so far, and we have mulched the playground at Exchange Park, and we picked up along the MLK Equality Trail. So we really just want to add a regular volunteer base for the Parks and Recreation Department to help our parks look their best.
Is that like what, for cleanup?
Yeah, what we're looking at doing is kind of light maintenance type projects, whether that's painting or mulching or weeding or just really looking at simple park improvements. But I think a lot of it is just going to be doing the work of removing graffiti and picking up trash, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to join the fun, what should they do?
Well, we are all over social media. You can just search People for the Parks Jackson on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then we also have a link on the city website. So if people are interested, they can fill out a quick form and give us their contact information, and they can get regular email updates. And then we also have sign-ups for our next four projects. We've set our next four projects for the fall season from the rest of September into October, concluding with a cemetery cleanup on Halloween. So we're very excited for that.
So you have one this Saturday. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we're going to be doing two projects. This Saturday at 10 a.m., we are starting at Workers Memorial Park. It's the city's one of the city's newer parks. It's actually the former McCulloch Elementary School. It's now been turned into a city park. So we're going to be mulching there, the playground. And then once we're done there, we are going to go to Betsy Butterfield Park on Southwest Avenue to clean up the gardens there. So that's just kind of a good example of the kind of projects we have going on this fall.
So what? You can catch all the information you might need online or even go to the city's website. Now, the city has a ribbon cutting Friday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is really great because we have a new pedestrian trail in Ellis Sharp Park along Elmdale Drive. So some people might not be familiar with Elmdale, but it is a street that connects South Jackson Street to the main entrance of Ellis Sharp Park around the mini golf course. So we have a new pedestrian trail going in there that we just wrapped up construction this summer. And it is a collaboration with Jackson Public Schools. We actually funded part of the construction through a Safe Routes to School grant. And the reason there is we had an existing trail there for the past 30 years, and it kind of had some deteriorating surfaces and flooding issues, and it was really close to the street. There was too much interaction with vehicle traffic. And we found that a lot of students who live in the Southside neighborhood or who live in that area of the park near Summit Township actually use the trail quite frequently to get to middle school at Parkside.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to improve that trail, create a safer walk to school. So it is great for the students, but it's also really great for residents. It's kind of giving them another exercise option and improving that trail. We've seen through the COVID-19 pandemic that a lot of our residents are really relying on our parks and trails for safe outdoor exercise, with gyms being closed, or maybe they don't feel comfortable going back to a gym. So we've really seen people increasing the use of our parks and trails, so it's really great to offer them another option.
That really stretches all the way down to those basketball courts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is around 1 mile, so it goes from the mini golf course
mm-hmm.
all the way to South Jackson Street, where the basketball courts are, and then there's a new section of the trail that stretches along South Jackson Street. There was never a sidewalk there before, and I have walked and ran through there as a pedestrian, and it was kind of difficult because you were really on top of vehicle traffic, and it kind of led to some unsafe feeling. So it's going to provide more safety for people wanting to walk, run, and bike. But then the also great thing is it's really increasing the park access to people who live on the south side of the community. I was out taking photos of the trail the other day, and I was just really pleased to see a lot of families using it to reach the park.
Fantastic. So that's already working. Ribbon cutting Friday?
Yes, Friday at 11:30 a.m. We have planned a ribbon cutting with Jackson Public Schools to celebrate the official opening of the trail. And then it's also going to be live streamed on the city Facebook page for those who cannot make it in person.
Council meeting tonight, anything exciting?
Well, I would say everything from buying road salt for the winter up to a police oversight commission. So really running the gamut of city business at this next meeting. Kind of what happens is in the summer months, we only have one meeting per month just due to a lot of vacations and other conflicts. So once we get into the fall, we really have a lot of packed meetings because we have to do a lot of catch up. So, yeah, there's actually quite a bit going on. Just the normal everyday business, you know, buying road salt for the winter, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But City Council is actually going to be considering a new apartment development that will be coming potentially into downtown Jackson. And it's a low to moderate income apartment development that will hopefully be taking shape on Blackstone Street between Pearl and Glick. So if anyone's familiar with that area, it's right across from Steve's Ranch. It's currently just green space waiting for redevelopment. So if everything goes to plan, it'll be a four-story building with dozens of apartment units for low to moderate income residents. So that's really great. We want to see more of a income diversity as well as a diversity of people living in downtown Jackson. We wanted to make sure that our downtown living is affordable and approachable for everyone. So essentially what's happening is the City Council is considering the first reading of an individual ordinance for this development that would give a tax incentive to them to develop it.
Is that a local group or no?
Yes. My understanding is Miller Valentine is behind it. They do quite a bit of work in Jackson. Their most recent development was the Francis Senior Loft, which opened last year on MLK Drive. So I'm not exactly sure if they are based in Michigan, but I know they do a lot of work here in Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, appreciate the info. Thanks.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yep, take care. Aaron Dimmick, spokesman for the City of Jackson.